We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
What's up, y'all? The hate watch party is on, okay? I'm going to tell y'all a little story. I got a big brother, okay? My whole life, my brother's just like, he's badass. Everybody was like afraid of my brother. So a lot of times I got away with a lot of shit because my big brother, I'm a big motherfucker. I'm like 6 foot, 250, 260. My brother in high school was 6 foot one, 300 something pounds. He looks like me, but three times as wide. Motherfucker's just huge. I used to follow him around. You know what I'm saying? Even when he left and went to college, it was like, don't fuck with Alf. Don't fuck with Alf and his boys. Cause his brother's coming back from college. Thanksgiving soon come. You know what I mean? Christmas soon come. His brother's coming back. Could you imagine being Thanos Atatakupo? Thanasis, whatever the fuck this clown's name is, and you just out here following your little brother? Like, come on, man. You out here when your little brother does some shit? Get your own shit, you lame fuck. Like, it's so sad watching the big brother. Like, it's not how it happened in my family. I looked up to my big brother my whole life. Giannis is over here like, yo, big brother, sit down. You embarrassing the family. You over here. This motherfucker was in the game. He got at least 4 to 5 stints in this game. And his ESPN stat line says 1 minute. Do you know how hard it is to get into a game 4 to 5 times have your stat line say 1 minute? That is wild. But you out here flexing, jumping, tight little fucking polo shirt with your jeans on, your acid wash. You're looking like an asshole. Get your... listen.
What'd he look like?
He looked like an asshole. My fiance, you know, her family's from the South. She always says, get yourself some business.
Get yourself some business.
Stop being over here flexing and get yourself some motherfucking business. Because hey, your brother...
He's a personal hype man.
Personal hype man. I hope you... Man, listen. First of all, that 1 minute had to be in fucking Giannis' contract. Because and Giannis, yo sorry ass, they put James Harden on one bad leg and said, James, go get this motherfucker. And you said... Back up. Back up. This ain't no A1 mixtape, bitch. Do something. Man, you fraudulent. First of all, they should take your MVPs away. Take them all away.
Yep.
Bring me out, Brass.
Yo, you know you can guard him how they teach you to guard in middle school. They always say, just watch the stomach. Because his body ain't going nowhere.
I'm telling you, James Harden could not move right to left tonight. Could not move right to left. But he could stay in front of Giannis all night long. Giannis back up straight.
Like, when your car is stuck in mud and you're trying to you just celebrate in the same muddied spot,
just spinning wheels.
That's how you play with a little child.
You want this?
Gotta be quicker than that.
Giannis. Give your MVPs back. I'm sorry, something. I'm not saying motherfucker sorry. But he act a little, he has some sorry tendencies. Jesus Christ, man. Like, that shit when he. That shit, oh my God.
You gotta do the sound. You can't do the movement without the
sound. It's starting the lawnmower.
Honestly, if I was Blake Griffin, I'd start doing that. Blake Griffin the whole time. Blake Griffin was like, I'm old. I can't move. Thank you. Thank you.
Like, no, I got Giannis, coach. I got him.
Bro, that would be me because I don't like moving that much. I don't even go down on the offensive end because I can't make a layup. I'm like, I'll be down here when they come back on that fast break. I'm like, I got Giannis because I know I can stay below free throw line extended. I'd be like, go ahead, do what you. I'm watching you. All right, come over here. Anyway, that's a two-time sad MVP though.
Sad.
That's D-Boy.
Yeah, and we wanted to pair him with Bam. Holy shit, that's a whole other conversation. Brass, let's find out what everybody's drinking. Someone said KD needs to go bald. That back of his head. Listen, KD been rocking taco meat for years now.
Yes, yeah.
Oh my, like, bro, like, you can afford the best barbers in the world.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Like, either go come home and just shave that shit off. Like, what the fuck? You, like, my thing is, like, you can be going bald without being peasy at the same time.
That's it.
Siobhan, you ain't got to be peasy on TV.
Right.
He got better things to do.
No, he don't. No, every he don't.
He get tired and rest over his hands on the knees, and it's just that glaring ass one spot into the camera.
At least Bron used to have his shit brushed. You know what I'm saying? Like, has he not heard of a stocking cap?
I don't even know what he would look like with his shit brushed.
Man, I know the
he doesn't either.
He don't either.
Exactly. I know the people that work at Murray's. I'm gonna get him that pomade. That one can could have lasted. I know he ain't run out that can of pomade. That shit lasts you a lifetime. Anyway, Siobhan, what you drinking?
One fist tonight. Mondavi's Sauvignon Blanc, as always.
Love it.
Good white wine.
I'm better. I like it when you have the second drink, but we. I mean, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Yeah. Listen, Tiffany said tonight that I on the timeline today that I promote alcoholism, and that's true. So I'm not going to. Anyway, right. Tiff, what you drinking tonight?
Oh, just a little Jack and Coke.
Someone said Durant hasn't brushed his hair since the draft.
His draft.
Yeah. Not the 2020 draft.
His draft.
Him and Jeff Green.
He couldn't lift up the brush when he came in.
Jeff Green showed up tonight.
He sure as fuck did. We're gonna get to Jeff Green. Keep trying to posterize people. Jeff, come on, man. Stop him. Like, listen, you got a little game to you. Your old man get like. Stop trying to relive your youth. You know what I mean? You making all of us old heads look bad. Just trying to dunk on people.
No, he not. He making the young heads look bad.
Why?
Because he out there trying to posterize.
He making Bam look bad. Anyway, Brass, what you drinking tonight?
I made a drink called a Bacardi cocktail. It's got some Bacardi rum. It's got some gin, grenadine, and lime juice, I think.
That okay. seems light for you. Just it's called the Bacardi cocktail.
What, light? I mean, it's got rum and gin in
it. No, I'm not saying it's not light as far as liquor. I'm saying as far as like creativity. I expect you to have some shit called
motherfucker.
He meant like in the name. Like your name's.
I don't come up with the names. I would rather you just made up a name.
I would rather you just made up a different name than the Bacardi cocktail.
Call it the bald spot or something.
Brass is gonna fucking rip my throat.
I can't fucking win, man.
You all right, Brass? You all right? I got you.
I'm drinking a Tito's cocktail, Tito's and Sprite. Frankie, what you drinking?
I'd say that's not classy enough, but that's just about right for you. Go on. What's up?
Wow.
I'm drinking Nets and Six. Nets and Six. Actually, it's a blackberry sour from a local brewery. But yeah, Nuts and Six. I almost bobbled it. You know, like Giannis in the end of the game. Oh, I can't catch the ball. Oh,
oh my God. Great pass. What can I do? What should I do with it? I love how Frankie had a whole plan until Brass put him in 4K on the big screen. Frankie had like, I got a whole drink name, and then and Brass put him up close. He's like, fuck.
Brass kept talking. Didn't let me go. He put me on the fourth screen.
No, you had that shit like this, and then you pulled it back when you went to the big screen. Like,
yeah, because I thought he was gonna pull it out and keep talking.
Retreat dribble. Wow. You got it.
Phrasing.
You talking? Listen. Before we go any further, this is a big night. We have some. We have some MHB Pride giveaways for y'all tonight. I'm going to let Brass and Tiffany go into, we have three different giveaways, but not, it's not three items. We have three packages for y'all, like three groups of items like this. We got some really cool shit for y'all. So go ahead, Tiff, Brass, tell them what we have.
Well, we're going to do things a little bit different this week. We do have three bundles. So we have, three winners tonight. So it's a little different than last time. So we will announce everything now, and then everyone, if you just follow the Nightbot in the chat, yeah, it's
exclamation point MHB
Pride.
Yep.
And Carly Liana has already put her.
She ready.
In there.
And that will enter you in the random drawing at the end of the show. So we're gonna do three drawings. So for the first bundle tonight, we have the Locals bundle. So one of these items last week when we did this, the poetry book Locals by Rachel Alina. And we also have an illustration also by Rachel Alina, I believe. Is that correct, Tiff?
No, actually, so the illustration was done by a Brooklyn artist, Ashley Smith Velez. She's incredible, and she did the illustrations for the book and also the single illustration that we're going to be giving away.
Very cool. So yeah, fire. So that is bundled number one for tonight. The next one, we have the Styles Upon Styles bundle.
I had a school at Miami Heat beat on what Styles Upon Styles are from. I thought that was like normal. Like we were talking about it, they were like Styles Upon Styles. I'm like, Styles Upon Styles Upon Styles. What I have. I'm like, and Tiffany was the only one was like, yeah, that's Tribe Called Quest. Nobody else in Heat Beat got that. You're all canceled. I'm sorry, Brass. I'm very excited. Every time I hear that shit, I'm like, Styles Upon Styles. I grew up with Tribe Called Quest. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brass.
I'm just sitting here drinking my Bacardi cocktail. Does not know what the fuck to talk about.
Right.
I'm disappointed in you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So this record label was started in 2012 by Cam Curran and Phil Tortellino. It's a New York City based label, and they have some incredible independent artists. And actually, Danita, the vinyl that you see here, she actually does the music that you hear when you watch the pregame show with Alf. The other Alf.
Weird Alf.
That's what it was like. My brain froze.
You're like the other Alf. I'm like the weird.
You're like
Alf.
Giannis in the clutch.
Yes.
I love how I'm the normal Alf, and I just went off on Styles Upon Styles. I'm sorry. And I also do an impression of a leprechaun on this show. All right, what's up?
You're the Giannis, and he's the Thanasis.
What's up with bundle number three? Like, these shits are dope, man.
Yeah,
like,
this is bundle number three. This is blah, 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 blah. Bacardi number three. This is from Heatbeat with Love Bundle. We have both Tiff and I have something in this bundle for you. So nice. We have a photo taken by the one, the only Tiffany Meeks. And we have two CDs from my band. I never talk about my band on Twitter. I've got a swing band I'm the singer of called Double Down. So we have I will sign two, if you want them signed, two CDs from my band. So yeah, this is from Heatbeat with Love Bundle. So
how do I just bid on that? I want that shit. This is what I want. Like I don't think
we're quite set up for like a choice necessarily
tonight. I'm just gonna ask you guys to send me shit.
It would have been great if you were earlier in the meeting. Maybe we could.
I had other things. No, like honestly, no, these prizes are dope. I've watched. I'm sorry. My other monitor started playing a Samuel L. Jackson Capital One commercial. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Oh, I'm sorry. I actually saw Brass's band play live at some German bar in fucking Manhattan. Amazing. Like, it was just amazing. I don't like swing music. I was like, this shit is just, I'm over here. I'm like, this shit is live. Doing the Carlton and shit.
Appreciate it.
No, it was dope. It was really dope. It was dope. And then Brass went with me to a bar in Harlem.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was playing the role. I was playing the role of Solana that night. Made me feel as awkward as possible.
Someone asked if can Tiff sign the photo. Are you signing the photo, Tiff?
Yeah, I'm signing all of them.
Listen, so you guys, everyone knows what to do. Exclamation point MHB Pride in the chat. At the end of the show, we're gonna announce the three winners. Like, these are dope prizes, man. And then next Tuesday, we have a very, very special show planned for y'all. We are doing, as you know, Brass, you have the MHB Pride merch photo. Like, everything we sell as far as MHB Pride is concerned, we are donating all that to two great charities. And then next Tuesday, we are going to have some great special guests. Israel Gutierrez is going to be here. And we are going to have a great time, and we are going to raise a lot of money for charity. Same thing we did with Baskets for Babies and Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies of Palm Beach County. So thank you guys for, you know, always supporting us. But please, please, please check out next week's show. Do not spend any money on subs, subscriptions, Patreon, anything. All the money next week, please, needs to go to these charities, and we'll be providing you guys with links, and we're going to have a really great time. Back to the hate watching and the slander. Frankie, what you laughing at? Let me know. Frankie, what is Craig?
Those Bucks tweets looking really funny in the light right now. They don't even get to put a banner up. They're not even conference champions. They're talking so much smoke.
Cash.
So much smoke. Woo! Should have saved that for Kevin Durant.
I mean, no, think about Kyrie didn't play and Harden had 5 points.
Yeah, so it was one on one.
Yeah.
Listen, man, I'm all about, and Siobhan, I'm gonna ask you because you played at a high level, and I'm all about that that Harden slander. I'm about it. Like, there's a part of me. I want the Suns versus Nets in the finals. I want the Suns to win it because I want Chris Paul and Jay Crowder to get theirs. Mm. And I do not want Harden to get his because that turns into a whole Harden Wade debate, which I don't understand how three equals one, but whatever. But Harden to come out here and play and clearly hobbled, but you still have to respect him and to draw that double and triple team away from Kevin Durant and allow that man to work. Like, you got to give it to him a little bit, right?
Yep.
Especially as a professional.
Yeah, he came out and didn't shoot worth a damn, but did, you know, that thing did what was necessary of him to do in that regard. You know, take some of the shine off, or not the shine off, but, you know, take some of the pressure off of KD. And we were talking before we hopped on about him drawing that defensive assignment at the end on one leg. And I thought it was beautiful. And I hope he felt vindicated in that. I hope that was a good possession for him, because everyone wanted to come after him.
There were like four of those possessions. Back when he said
Giannis didn't have a bag and all he could do was spin, move, and dunk. Niggas gave him smoke for that. And he said, okay, so I'm gonna guard you on one leg and show that you don't have a bag and that you're easy to stay in front of. Like, I,
man,
Giannis was going vroom, vroom.
To your point,
his ass don't even, yo, Shy, his ass don't even have a clutch purse. let alone a bag. He ain't got a clutch purse.
He ain't got a coin purse.
Little, the little twist ties. Giannis isn't sorry, but he does not have an offensive skill set beyond, yeah, spin moves and dunks. I don't think James was too far off in that hesitation.
Harden couldn't move laterally. He's just there, standing there, just back like on his tippy toes.
Just doing
and then,
this.
And then one time Harden just goes, boop, and pokes the ball away.
The only time that Giannis got him was when I think Connaughton set a pick.
Oh shit!
And then rolled, and then like nobody paid attention to Connaughton because they probably thought he was a ref. And then like he just went in and got a layup. That was the only time. Like, and I know Giannis got his, but there was a lot of putbacks, and there was a couple. He had a couple moves, and then he went on like a 7-point run where he shot a three, a mid-range, and a layup. I was like, oh, all of a sudden, motherfucker's a three-level scorer.
No, he's not.
But he got numbers, but he didn't get his.
No.
They were supposed to win that game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They were up 17.
Oh, yeah. I think we were all pretty convinced it was over. I certainly was.
Someone said, Giannis out here fading away on Harden.
He was. Bro. I think Bruce Brown for a minute was on him, and he went to that doop doop, and then didn't know if he wanted a hook shot or whatever, so he did the push, and it's like, yo, you 7 foot, what are you? And he can't post. You notice when they set the pick, he doesn't clear, put his hand up, and get it, nothing. It's like you're 7 feet tall.
If he does get a post, he's gonna invert or do that turnaround baseline.
Or are you gonna do this?
Yep.
Bro, I'm like, yo, he went in that bag and he pulled out that crumpled up piece of tissue your grandma used to use.
That old ass peppermint that's been at the bottom of the bag.
No,
he's got the caramel.
Motherfucker went in the bag and pulled out a Werther's original on it.
Hey, I like those. I like those.
Tiff, you showed your age, man. Come on. We're trying to be hip with it.
Okay.
Also, like Durant, I mean, 48 full minutes. Every second of this game, Durant.
Bro,
yeah.
That's wild.
Smoke.
I don't even know the last time that happened.
I have said this before, and I've gotten slandered when I was on Five on the Floor. I've said it on Heat Beat. I've said it a healthy Kevin Durant is the best player in the NBA.
Agreed.
All right, and it's been like that since about 2016, 2017. I know everybody wants to say LeBron, but when Kevin Durant is healthy, when Kevin Durant is healthy, he can D up LeBron, and he is the greatest scorer in NBA history. And I don't want to hear nothing about nobody else. The best scorer in NBA history is Kevin Durant when healthy. And when he's healthy in today's NBA, since about 2015, 2016, he is the best player in the league.
He all right.
Okay.
I had to.
What we can say is he has some punk-ass tendencies when it comes to the way he carries himself off the court, on social media, his team choices. Listen, I get all that stuff, but man, tonight, that man had a hobbled James Harden and Jeff motherfucking Green. Jeff
just Green. Came back too.
Yay, hey, Jeff Green. Come on, don't bury
I'm not
him.
Mad at no, Jeff I'm not. Green, not at
but
all.
But that was his second best player tonight.
His number two. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Jeff Green was out here looking. Jeff Green was joining the homeless All Stars with Pat Bev and James Harden.
Like, it was those KD those... Jeff Green 2-man game.
Like, that's listen, not what... hey, and guess sure. what?
Mom, did you see that shit? Kevin Durant was like, who I can pass to? Jeff Green. And every time he did, he's like, fuck.
Stop. And let's act like he didn't know who Jeff Green was anyway. He probably don't even know Jeff Green's name. Oh, you were in the same uniform I'm wearing.
They came in together in the
The Supersonics. Yeah. The Sonics.
Like having flashbacks. Oh, I hated this shit. That would be Rashard Lewis. Like, Gary Payton. He was just having flashbacks. You know what I mean?
No, like, listen. I give Jeff Green and Kevin Durant props. I'm just like, when Kevin Durant does something supernatural, I'm just like, all right, that's Kevin Durant. I just get disappointed when motherfuckers don't rise to the occasion.
And I want to give Blake Griffin some props because we slander him all the time on this show. 7 for 11, 17 points. You know what I mean? Like, listen, he wasn't great, but he
did enough.
He played Giannis how you're supposed to play Giannis. Yep.
Last game, too. He did a lot for them last game.
He did enough. That's the thing. You don't need superhuman. You need enough. And they got enough from every – even Joe Harris started coming alive at the end of the third. Like, they got enough.
But what I will say is, don't bring up Joe Harris to me when we talk about Duncan Robinson ever again. I don't want to hear it.
Nah, that ain't fair. He had two bad games.
He was being guarded by the decoy all game.
What's that?
Decoy was stuck in the corner with him.
Yep.
Listen, he was like,
he was afraid. Durant, exactly.
49.
I don't want to hear. I got Joe Harris.
Joe
Harris been in the league for 32 years, okay? All right? Joe Harris been in the league. He played in the last game that Magic Johnson played. Like, I don't want to hear shit about Joe Harris. Like, and honestly, I like Joe Harris's game, but my thing, I don't want to keep hearing about how you know, look at Joe Harris, and then you talk about Duncan Robinson. Joe Harris ain't got no pressure. None. Imagine if
you swap Joe Harris with Duncan Robinson on this
team? Bro, imagine if people were drawing gravity from Duncan Robinson instead of Duncan Robinson being the gravity. That's the difference between Joe Harris and Duncan Robinson. But that's a Miami Heat Beat episode where Giancarlo is going to break down the Spain pick and roll and horns.
I agree with you, Alf. I do. But let's not act like Duncan hasn't disappeared.
Exactly. That's why I just said Charlie.
But I will say, Bronx Joker says Joe Harris looks like the guy that checks your receipt at Walmart before you leave. He does.
No, he looks like the guy. He looks like the employee that's smoking weed outside by the garbage cans while you walking into your car.
Of course. But what I will say is Duncan Robinson does not enjoy the level of freedom that Joe Harris does. Robinson, if people game plan for Duncan. Nobody out here game planning when you have Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden. Nobody is game planning for Joe Harris. So I will say Joe Harris doesn't get the same amount of plays run for him that Duncan Robinson does. But I do want to say that, you know, like, let's cut Duncan a little bit of slack. And honestly, Joe Harris is a much better defender.
That's what I've been saying.
Until Connaughton put him on his hip and started looking like...
I mean...
Connaughton started looking a little spry when Joe Harris was on his ass.
He been looking spry.
Yeah. Connaughton looked like a cop. I'm sorry.
He does.
Motherfucker looks like an undercover.
No, he looks out of the cover.
No, yeah.
He's 21 Jump Street over here.
There you go.
Everybody know what he's doing.
32 in high school.
Yeah. always messing with the freshmen.
What I do want to say, what I do want to do is We got 30 minutes into this tonight, and I am remiss to bring up the fact that the Philadelphia 76ers lost to the Atlanta Hawks last night. First of all,
John Collins.
Brass, can we hit it one time for the Sixers?
Please hit it one time for the Sixers.
Gotta hit him one time with a don't trust the process.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
A-town down.
Listen. Listen. That shit was enjoyable as fuck last night.
Yeah.
Because the last time we were on this air, which is Twitch, I don't know if that's air, I called Joel Embiid a flopping ass, sloot footed bitch. I called him every name in the book.
Sloot footed.
I'm sloot footed. I'm not even sure what sloot footed means.
The means like this.
Okay, yeah, that's it. That's a flopping ass, sloot footed bitch. I'm so sick of his punk ass. And that man, listen, I appreciate the fact that he's playing through injury. But get your big ass up. Get off the floor. Grande por gusto. Like, get your fuck up off the floor. Like, Siobhan, you can't be 7'4" and be on the floor all the goddamn time.
Like, you would think that you know that as much as you are on the floor and as much as you're always fucking hurt. You would think that like 1+1 would equal stay the fuck on my feet, but no, it doesn't. And it got so bad the other game. He said one time out loud after he flopped and like threw the ball to the refs, he was like, I'm going to make you call it. So you're admitting that you're going to continue mm-hmm. to flop your ass into these phantom calls. I cannot stand.
But that's why he stay hurt.
That's why he's
because big bodies aren't meant to be thrown about.
They're not meant to be thrown about, and they're not meant to be handled.
They're exactly meant to like dominate. You're supposed exactly. to dominate.
But you have to maintain it and upkeep it and treat it like you fucking care yep. about it.
But you know what? Charles Barkley said one thing I agree with. When Joel Embiid was scoring 40 3 days ago, nobody was talking about he was hurt. He wasn't grabbing at his knee when he was going down the court.
Yeah, that's some
yeah.
front running ass.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Frankie, front runner. Joel Embiid just front running and just he's just a clown, bro. Like I'm like go off, man. What your Joel Embiid take?
That hairy lollipop is fucking making those knees shake left and right, rumbling and stumbling. And this motherfucker is gonna go against Clint Capella. Capella has one job. Catch the basketball. And that's all he does offensively.
He doesn't do it a lot.
Couple screens, catch the ball, give it back to Trey, and doesn't do anything else. He's just fucking there to fucking make sure Joel stumbles and falls onto the floor and picks up that basketball and goes back on defense. Joel Embiid, what the hell? He likes to go by the process. I'm not trusting those process knees. Those knees are past their expiration date. That man's got worse knees than I do, and my knees click when I walk. When I stand up, they click. So I cannot trust this man. This and Ben Simmons. We haven't talked about Ben Simmons.
He got taken out the game.
Yeah.
Listen.
Your max player is on the bench for the last.
Your starting maxed out 6'9" point guard
is on the bench.
Your last 6 seconds.
Maxed out.
Helping the other team's defense because he won't do shit on offense.
Hello.
He out there playing 5-on-4.
He just time, out there.
Every time they tell Ben Simmons, they go, crikey.
is that your Dundee?
That's why limited fake Ben Simmons. Crikey.
Hey, can we play the last possession of that game?
Please.
Oh, please.
Because holy shit. This is just Look at him go. Oh, shit.
And then Ben had it too.
And then, but then it just pushed it out of bounds.
What was that? Did it even hit the rim? It's just like, oh my god.
Joel, pass me the ball.
7'3" and 6'10". Look what. Look, go ahead. Play it one more time. Play
Wait, what the fuck is that? What's this?
We are laughing.
Take
we
us out.
We are laughing.
Let's see it again. Oh my god.
Let's just watch it again.
One more time.
7'3". Running to the rim.
I got it.
Ben Simmons is 6'11".
That man missed the whole rim.
Jesus.
That man, the whole rim.
Both of them missed the whole rim.
That's the second. I think they had one of them. Ooh. Maybe the combination of them had one of them, like last game, some like close clutch down the yep. line of the game type shit. Right? You're at the rim. Jump. What are you doing?
No, but you know what? You want to know what the problem is? Off grip. Embiid is looking for a foul call.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. Big bitch. I don't understand it.
That is a fucking problem.
Yep.
He was looking for the foul call, and he was not looking to make the basket.
If you notice how his body even just kind of like flopped into the lane, and then he lost the ball pretty much. He pretty much lost it because he was like leaning.
Because he's not trying. Listen, and this is what drives me nuts. And like, and this is why, listen, Brooklyn Nets, whatever, I want them to win the series, but I never want James Harden to win a ring. And Trae Young, I like Trae Young. I don't really want him to win a ring because these guys who do things and don't actually try to make baskets, they just try to draw fouls.
Yep.
I hate that shit. Punk shit. Like, Dwayne used to draw fouls, and he used to look for fouls. But one thing he always tried to do was actually make the basket.
Looking for the random ones. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
So Harden gets that shit, gets the contact, and throws the ball anywhere just to get the shot attempt.
It's not about, oh, I'm going to go to the hole, I'm going to go for the basket, and I might get fouled, and hopefully they call it. It's about I'm going for a foul. And if I maybe make a – like, they're not even worried about making the basket. And that's – and honestly, and I will – and the Bookers, the Trae Youngs, the wing players of the world, that's fine. Okay? That's the way the game has evolved. But I will never forgive a 7'3" motherfucker.
Exactly. No. He's big for no damn reason.
I will never forgive a fucking Joel Embiid for that kind of shit. Like throwing your head back.
I hate that.
Like throwing the head back shit. Like that, and that's what James Harden does.
He had one where he was triple teamed, and he like they showed it in slow motion. He was triple teamed, Joel ass. Everybody was probably 5'11" that was triple teaming him. His big ass turned and was getting ready to fade, and instead of fading, threw his head back and then just did the ball like this. Everybody was up to his kneecaps that was guarding him. I was like, this big doofy ass motherfucker.
But that's the whole problem to me. It's like these players with skills and all kind of like they are more worried about getting to the line. Like if you watch Jimmy out here to score. And he puts his head down and bulldozes, but you never see Jimmy throw his head back or Jimmy going to, and he's going to get fouled. He's going to get hit, but he's still trying to score. Like, and Dwayne always was trying to score. These dudes are not even trying to score. They're trying to get a foul call. And I hate that shit. Now the Dwayne pump fake shit. Okay. That will.
Like you said, that's what people hate so much about Harden's game. It's not the fact that he isn't talented, isn't a good scorer. It's the shit like that. Yeah. Not even trying to make the basket, just seeking out contact for a foul sake. That is that's most of my issue with Joel. You are unnaturally, but like such a blessingly big to be doing the thing that you say you want to do. Yeah. And you don't commit to doing it. Like, you, why be 7'6" if you're not going to play 7'6"? It's why I hate AD. It's why I don't like Cat. He's soft and won't play big and into his stature either. Like you were saying, these are the reason why people don't like these people who should be considered skilled and you know, very well respected, because they sully and like shit on the game in these ways that are painful to watch. And like,
It's not a good
brand of basketball. No,
it's not a good product. It's like, I like LeBron. I love LeBron. And if you ask me who I'd rather watch play, Kevin Durant or LeBron, first of all, I think LeBron's the greatest player of all time. But if you ask me who I'd rather watch play, Kevin Durant or LeBron, I'd rather watch Kevin Durant. I don't see Kevin Durant with the theatrics.
None of it.
This motherfucking LeBron. Like, I don't see it.
Oh, you know what I mean? Theatrics make my stomach turn too.
That's all. It's all this theatric shit. Like, it's hard to watch, and it's a bad brand of basketball. And that's like the thing. Like, people are like, "Oh, Alf, you want James Harden on the Heat? I thought you hated James Harden." Listen, I respect the skill set. I just don't like. It's aesthetically unpleasing to me.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
and with that said, if he healthy.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go.
And I do respect the shit out of him playing tonight. But I do want to get more into Ben Simmons. Because that is a grande pugusta. Like, I mean, how do you say it right, Frank? Pugusto. Grande pugusto. Like, that is a big for nothing.
Joel went 4 for 20 last night.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, I mean, I think he was like 4 for 10 in the first half. No, he went 0 for 10.
He went 0 for 12
in the second half. Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, guys, I kind of did it again. I'm pretty good at booking. I'm not gonna lie. We got another big get.
Who do you got?
Here we go. Get your questions ready. We got Joel Embiid. We got Joel.
Do we have his knees too?
Wow.
You guys think you're so funny. Shit ain't funny.
You look upset, Joel.
I'm not upset. I trust the process.
What was going on? You're 0 for 12. This is the playoffs, man. Playoffs. You went 0 for 12 in the second half. How can you explain that?
Shut the fuck up. My knee hurts.
Oh, my God.
Not my fault.
Is it hurting because you're tired of carrying Ben Simmons?
Yes. Oh, fuck it. Yes. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm tired of it, motherfucker.
Why can't you stay off the ground?
Kangaroo loving motherfucker. I'm sick of his shit.
He's out of it. Why do you fall so much?
I fall so much because the floor is very slippery in America. In Africa, we have sand. There's no sand on the courts here.
Joel, who do you trust?
That is the problem.
Joel, who do you trust to hit a big shot more?
Yes, I know.
Ben Simmons or a kangaroo?
I didn't hear your question because I was calling you Frankie.
Who do you trust to hit a big shot more, Ben Simmons or a kangaroo?
A kangaroo! At least that motherfucker has pride.
So, Joel, go on, Frankie.
Joel, is it true that you really fought a lion growing up in Africa?
No, I did not. That's racist.
You said it, though.
You watch too much Coming to America, too. I never fought a fucking lion. That's racist and stupid. I fought a bobcat.
Joel, if you don't win this year, is the process officially a failure?
No. I will always trust the process as I join another team.
So the process moves with you.
No, the process stays in Philly. Fuck that shit. Nah, but they should trust that shit.
How do you feel about the all defensive team votes and results?
What team was I on? I forgot.
You were first and Ben was second. was on second team.
No, Ben was second. Ben was second. Fucking son of a bitch. You don't do shit.
Joel, do you miss Jimmy yet?
I first. What?
Do you miss Jimmy yet?
Oh, I miss Jimmy so much. So much. He's the only player that I played with that has any kind of balls. The rest of my players have no scrotum. Scrotumless. Just two testicles hanging.
Trust the scrosus.
Oh no.
Oh no.
I don't like that.
All right, well, you still feel good about the series? You think you still got the series in hand?
No, I don't feel good about this shit. My knee hurts.
Oh, so you're throwing in the towel already. This is it?
No. I'm gonna try very hard. But you know what my problem is? My second best player is Ben Simmons! Koala-ass motherfucker! Bamboo-eating fucking eucalyptus leaf munching motherfucker! I'm tired of that motherfucker. Oh. I wish I had Jimmy Butler back.
Joel.
And they don't. Oh, I got Tobias Harris. Tobias. Fuck you, Tobias. We call you Toby.
Yes, we do.
Kunta Kinte motherfucker.
We have a curry. We have one of the curries.
No, I have the shitty curry. In where I'm from, we would take the shitty curry and put him in the woods. Instead, I have him as my shooting guard.
Joel, do you like Doc?
Doc who?
Doc Rivers.
I knew a witch doctor where I come from named Doc Rivers. And we called him Doc Rivers, Doc Streams, Doc Creek. This Doc Rivers, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him.
Joel, I think we might have to let you go. I'm hearing in my ear we might be getting canceled. So I think we might have to cancel this press conference.
Fuck Doc Rivers.
No.
Bring me the witch doctor.
Any last words for Joel or just...
Anybody? Joel. I am Joel.
No, I'm asking the media here, Joel. Shut the fuck up for a second.
I have last words for Ben Simmons.
Oh.
Fuck you, you crocodile Dundee looking bitch. Oh. I hope you have fun in Portland next year, you motherfucker.
Alright. Thanks for your time, Joel.
Eat at McDonald's.
Fuck the process. Oh, man. Oh,
Alf, you always miss all these great interviews.
Right.
Yeah. I had to ask any questions.
I was coming back to ask a question. I got I had a piss or something.
You had a piss.
We should do a reminder.
I also
exclamation
was
point
to
MHB
that.
Pride. to put your name in the raffle for our bundles that are going to be announced shortly.
Said, if I wasn't black, I definitely
never
TD
said. If I wasn't black, I'd definitely be reporting this stream. But I thought, like, please report it anyway. I need to get a fucking. I need a vacation. So.
Boss man working us to death.
Yeah, I'm tired. Two nights a week is tough. All right. Are we going to announce the winner soon?
Yeah, let's give two more minutes. This is last call. So exclamation point MHB Pride to put your name in the raffle for any one of these three bundles we got going for you tonight.
2 minutes. Dos minutos.
All right. So I want to ask you guys about the West Coast series, but I have to look it up to make sure because I always get the Jazz and the Nuggets confused. And I'm pretty
Nuggets
sure...
are out.
Okay. Right. All right. Boom.
Yeah.
Help. Thank you, Tiff, for bringing me back. Help me out because I'm sorry. Like I put that shit on the timeline. I don't know the difference between either of the motherfuckers.
Literal process of elimination. One person's been eliminated. Yeah,
like I'm like, okay, Jokic plays with Mitchell, plays with Murray. No, Jokic plays with Murray.
I bet Gobert. Jokic want to play with Mitchell.
Yeah, Gobert plays with Mitchell, but I bet Mitchell wants to play with Jokic. So that
wants to play with Gobert. That's all you have to remember.
Yeah, but honestly, the whole like Wade thing with the Jazz doesn't bother me too much.
It was that one tweet.
But it was that one tweet, and that one tweet makes me want them to get bounced this round.
It was untoward. It was untoward.
I'm not really here for that. Also, I don't want him coming in, you know. I mean, Jesus Christ, he's only been there for a couple months now, right? Can't be winning a ring already. Too early.
No, but that's how Dwayne Wade does. You know what I mean?
I know.
Nah, Utah's got way too many races for me to be comfortable with that with them winning.
Recon to flip it from the inside.
I'm sorry, Dwayne. I love you, Dwayne. Keep all your rings in Miami, though.
I mean, but have you seen Miami's voting record?
Bitch.
True. I mean, I live in Texas. I can't talk.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Let's be real. It doesn't matter. The Jazz, the Clippers, they're all getting smoked by Phoenix. Yeah. Phoenix is the one. They're the one to beat.
Listen,
fucking terrifying. They're so good. They are so and good. Like I got I got no beef with them. There's people in the chat. Someone was saying that we could have had Devin Booker. You know, are you guys mad about that? Listen, I don't know how many times we got to rehash this shit. That was a long ass
long time.
That was a long time ago.
Chris Bosser.
I mean,
Chris
how many times
playing basketball? That? When that happened.
But you could do this all the fucking time with players.
Yeah, that's listen.
Yeah.
All the time.
People who go back and first of all, anybody who comes to me with a hot take on a draft, I'm gonna go back and look at all your old draft takes. Because you were probably like, oh, how could you sign this motherfucker when TJ Leaf was available? Okay? Like stop.
Ooh.
With the draft shit, none of us know anything. Like trust the organization to make the right decisions. Everybody thought that Justice Winslow should have been a top five pick. When he dropped to 10, the whole timeline, it was the only time I seen the Heat Twitter timeline in unison. Completely. Everybody was like, Justice Winslow's available at 10? Holy shit. Okay? So stop. Like, get the fuck out of it. Yes, Justice better.
12 teams passed on Devin Booker. It wasn't just...
No, it was no. Only the Heat. When you talk to Heat fans, only the Heat passed on Devin Booker, right? And then you bring up the Bam draft, and they probably got something for that one. You, what the hell is wrong with you, Frank?
Right? Went down the wrong hole. Crazy.
Jesus.
Frankie drinking Listerine.
But like this isn't a Sam Bowie situation. You know what I mean? Like this is not like you know.
But even a Sam Bowie thing, like niggas thought Sam Bowie's gonna be dope. Right.
Yeah,
now with those glass feet.
Those Joel Embiid process knees.
Listen.
Or Greg Oden. You look at this game from fucking Durant tonight. Look at Greg Oden. I mean, this has happened so many fucking times.
Beasley, Westbrook, and Kevin Love were picked after Beasley.
I had my Beasley sister. He always looked a little high to me.
Who the hell was who's the number two pick in the 2003 draft?
Darko.
Right. And one of Jokic's brothers used to hang out with Darko, and he was that motherfucker got fat,
giving him snack cakes and shit.
And he still let his brother get fat. Come on,
exactly. Man. Give him a little Debbie's.
His brother got MVP though.
There you go.
But like you know, but no. To answer your question earlier, like no, I'm not upset. I got no. Devin Booker is cool shit, man. Like he's so good. Yeah, he's so awesome. Good. I have no beef with the Suns team. The Jay Crowder thing, the Chris Paul. Who doesn't want to see Chris Paul get a ring? This is awesome. This is so fucking cool, man. I love it.
And also, if you don't realize the Justice Better thing was tongue in cheek,
it's so dumb.
Like get the fuck over yourself. Like you're so angry. You could have told us Justice Better, bitch. You gonna listen to me about who's better or not?
Also,
you listen to me. I get drunk and do a post game show every night. I have no idea what I say the next morning. I have to rewatch this bitch on YouTube to figure out what the fuck my takes were from the night before. And you told me Justice was bad. I don't give a fuck what I told you. You know what shit I said on Twitter? Fuck.
I mean, like, we're
Weird as fuck. Yo, you told me this.
We're Heat fans. We're Heat fans, and we're gonna side with the player. You know, and Justice was that the years that Justice was here, they were like building years. There was nothing that was good. Sucked. Nothing.
And no one ever thought he was better than Devin Booker.
No one ever
thought that shit. Justice better is it honestly is from Jack Alfonso and IVB something or whatever. Listen, and it was an extrapolation of like anytime you would say shit on Twitter, someone would be like better than Kobe. And yeah. Like, bitch, we didn't bring up Kobe. Like, you'd be like, oh, LeBron James is so good in the post. And some Lakers fan would come out better than Kobe.
Yeah, nobody was bringing up than Kobe. And then that.
And then after a while, people started. So everybody like, Justice better. Justice better came from that shit. Like, it was tongue in cheek. It was fun. It was funny. And like so many people are angry about Justice Better, which is why we love that shit.
Also,
it makes it even better.
When we dropped that song, that song fucking slapped. And Justice was really good that year. Justice was really, really good that year.
Point Justice.
Really good.
He was, yeah. That shit just slapped.
He's made out of fucking broken fiberglass. Paper mache.
Yeah,
sucks. Oh, it really sucks.
It's bad.
But that's the NBA.
If he was made out of fucking U.S. steel, he still wouldn't be better than Devin Booker. But it was a joke. It was tongue in cheek, and we did like. I still love.
We still love Justice.
Though. I want Justice to flourish, but man, whew, I'm not sure.
And all the fans like taking shots at him all the time because he's not Devin Booker. Don't be mad at him. He didn't choose to come to the Heat. The Heat picked him. That's the draft.
Well, yeah. And
be mad at the front office. The front office made a mistake. Don't be like if you're gonna be that pissy about it, you're gonna poke every fucking time that they make a mistake in the draft. Like, you're fucking ridiculous. You're idiotic. You're the type that restarts your fucking thing in 2K because you made a mistake and you think that's how the real world works. That's not. Nobody's fucking flawless in the draft. Everybody makes mistakes. Like Alf said, nobody knows shit.
Nobody knew. That's why I can't wait to Hangover Time.
We thought Bam was going to be a backup. He's an all-star. We made up for that.
I remember the Tyler Hero draft. I was reporting live from the arena. And they were talking about, oh, they think he's one of the best shooters they've ever seen. And people were tweeting at me, what a fucking bad pick. His arms are short and this and that. I was like, you none of us know anything. Shut the fuck up. Like, what are we doing here? Like, and then I remember the whole fucking Bam, the Bam draft, and everybody was like, how could you take Bam? And blah, blah, blah. Like, nobody knows anything.
You have Whiteside. Like,
none of us know shit. And like in the same draft, you'll look and like there's like some guy who was drafted in the end of the second round or undrafted that
and becomes the MVP.
Yeah, like look at Jokic. Literally.
Yeah,
Duncan Robinson went undrafted. Like,
do you know how many people that Heat fans wanted before Mario Chalmers after he got picked in the second round? Okay, like I remember when Dwayne Wade got drafted and people were like, "Oh, they should have took T.J. Leaf."
Imagine. Not
TJ Leaf. TJ Ford.
TJ Ford.
Yeah. Imagine.
Chris Kamen.
Imagine.
Chris Kamen.
Okay. Man. So I don't want to hear any
results players, all of you.
The point of of this whole rant is don't trust the process. Ben
Simmons. Michael. Michael Carter Williams with a boomerang. I saw that shit.
Nobody's saying Ben Simmons better.
Oh, oh damn.
No, nobody's not. Saying that. He's not better than anyone.
The end of game strategy is hack a bin. Like, hack your starting point guard.
Yeah, that's terrible. Your starting point guard.
Hack your starting point guard is other teams, you know, strategy.
You can't even move him to a different position. Only the bench.
It's what like, is he going to do?
It's like, you can either be here or the fucking or bench.
Because any of these other spots on the floor, you got to shoot the fucking ball.
I know. Exactly.
Because he's no good with when the ball isn't in his hands.
That's why you can't move him.
The Sixers have got to go. Because once the Sixers go, it's a pretty pettiless situation from there on out. I mean, the first round was very good.
No, not we need more Petty. We can't.
No, get
I
need
no, no, I know, I but I'm just, but I'm saying, it's just, it's been a minute where I haven't really felt that. I guess the last time I didn't like the Raptors and Warriors, that one I didn't care. I legit didn't care.
Either the Sixers or the Bucks to make it to the finals. Or else it's going to be really hard.
No matter who is there, because I don't know. I think, Alf, to your point, the Hawks, I think, they're a pretty dumb team. And I don't think that they're going to be able to make it to the finals.
Oh, my God. They can't read. So dumb.
They can't read.
I don't see that happening.
That is one of the dumbest fucking teams I've ever seen in my life.
Did you hear Chuck say that today about the Bucks?
He said they were dumb.
He was like, I think the Bucks are going to be world champions. I really, really do. But they might be the dumbest team. Ernie was like, that's what I'm talking about. Can I go to the board?
No, but listen. Listen.
The Hawks are dumb.
Is this not like, you want to know why Chris Paul is going to win the title this year? Because, like, if you took a basketball IQ test, this motherfucker is leaps and heads and shoulders above anybody else. Left.
Remaining, yep.
The only other motherfucker left that's even close to him is Kawhi Leonard, and I'm not sure he cares enough.
Yo, my man said, they were like, oh, something, Western Conference Finals. Oh, I don't even care about that.
Yeah. I just want to say, the motherfucker don't care.
I'm like, well, you got to get through it to get to
somebody
it.
Somebody has to impart knowledge on the rest of the team. Kawhi, go to the game. He played a game like he showed up at the JCC and there were four other motherfuckers that were told that you have to play with them. Kawhi says, all right. He goes out there, he plays with the motherfuckers, and he goes home and never speaks to these motherfuckers again until 2 days later. And then he's like, oh, y'all the same motherfuckers last time. Let's go.
Oh,
like,
check. Oh, bet.
Check. Right. Check ball.
Check. With New Balance on.
At no point did they discuss a scheme, a play.
Nothing. Nothing. He just out there like this. Give me the ball.
Give it to me.
With that big motherfucker, like, give me the ball.
We know that's not Giannis, though.
All right. Let's pick the winners of the giveaways, Brass.
Okay. So here we go. Five.
Let's go, guys.
Are we ready? Are we ready for the Nightbot here? So for our first bundle tonight, for the locals bundle. Let's see who we got. Who won the locals bundle? Jay Saint 21 has won the
all
giveaway.
All right, Jay Saint.
Let's go.
That's Jesse.
Is that Jesse?
That's Saint Facile. All
right.
Saint Facile.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So congrats.
Big up, Hades.
The locals bundle. All right. So for our next bundle we're giving away today, we have the Styles Upon Styles bundle.
Styles Upon Styles.
So here we go.
Styles, I'm sorry. I get excited.
All right, let's see who won this.
Hey!
J-Jock 44 has won the giveaway.
Go Pack, go.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And for our final bundle this evening,
the
From Heat Beat with Love bundle.
Can I enter it now? It's too late.
It's too late.
Alf, I had the winner up and
what?
You clicked up.
God damn it.
There we go. Nefertiti SF has Nefertiti. Won.
Nefertiti.
The giveaway.
Nefertiti. I will never forget Nefertiti because she is the one on Twitter that said that my shitty Lucky impression had roots in Jamaican culture.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Nefertiti, you're my girl. Thank you.
Totally intentional.
Yeah. I did not sway your way in any way.
Yes, you did. You got the queerest one.
Yes.
What she said? What was the question?
She said, yay. There we go.
There it is.
I'm not sure what that says about your CDs, Brass, but.
It's all good.
I don't know. Maybe swing music is big.
And hey. It's the Blackberry Bacardi Kool-Aid. Whatever he's drinking tonight.
I'm still enjoying it.
Oh.
But thank you for all of our winners for entering in. the contest. We appreciate you guys. We have been doing a lot this month for Pride. Always can do more. But we, you know, we're proud of the fact that we as Miami Heat Beat, we're diverse as shit. We take pride in our diversity. You know, there's too many places you can find a bunch of white men talking about basketball. This is one of the places where you can find all different types. And it's funny, like, you listen to sports radio. Yeah, they're black men talking about sports, but if they have to have played the game for them to talk about it, which is weird. Like, black men and black women are held to this different standards where unless you play the game as a black man or a black woman, you don't really get that shot, which is why I love what we do here at Miami Heat Beat. I love what we used to do at when I was at Five Reasons Sports. It's about your knowledge. It's about your ability to entertain. We're over here. Like, we're not worried about, oh, did you play? Did you not play? We're more worried about the fact that, can you entertain? Are you knowledgeable? And listen, all these digital platforms have given us a lot of different avenues to express our creativity, express ourselves as content creators. And I just appreciate Miami Heat Beat for doing this thing with pride. We did it, you know, we've done it in the past for Healthy Mothers, Healthy Babies. You know, we've done it for, you know, Juneteenth, and, you know, Juneteenth is coming up, by the way. But, like, we've been able to branch out more, and I appreciate that, because, you know, you don't hear Siobhan when you turn on 790 The Ticket, you don't hear a lot of pride talk. You know what I mean?
I believe it. Never listened to her. Not Miami.
I don't know her. Beautiful grounds.
When you listen to AM sports radio, guys, right, you don't listen a lot of pride. You don't hear a lot of pride talk.
No.
And like
a lot of pride talk or good talk and what they're talking about.
Just talk.
It's the same voices. And I do appreciate the fact that, you know, digitally we've been able to create a platform for other voices, you know, and Frankie.
that was it.
we need to do the show where Al threatens KZ Okpala to run him a fade after the game.
Oh, my God. That Lakers. Oh, we should have clipped that.
Oh,
right.
Damn it. That was
nah,
good.
We can't clip that.
A24 Mafia.
That shit was wild, though.
Oh, it's wild.
I have too much. I have.
Alpha's jealous. He's like, we can say that kind of shit?
No, fuck that. No. I have too few degrees of separation between me and Heat players. Like, yeah, they know where to find me. I'm not trying to catch a fade with nobody above 6'1". I'm 6 foot flat. You got to be 6'1" and weigh less than me for me to catch. So listen, and also I'm old. You know what I'm saying?
Alf is coming for Chris Quinn. Make one of those challenges. Call one of those challenges, motherfucker.
Man, Chris Quinn would whoop my ass right now.
He looks quick like, as fuck.
Right?
6'3".
Like he could grapple.
Chris Quinn looks like he'll throw sand in your eyes.
Chris Quinn looks like he's like a high standing motherfucker, like half his knees.
Yeah, yes.
Like, he might be one of them. Like
Chris Quinn's going to beat you with your own shoe.
What'd you say, motherfucker? Like he looks like he can afford that mixed martial arts training. I'm not fucking with nobody.
You know some Taekwondo for sure.
No, there's like Tom Cohen kickboxer.
That's like the sumo shit, though. What are you doing?
That's Tom Cohen.
Keep smacking.
Keep doing that, Alpha.
You're right.
Keep doing it.
That was Giannis in the post.
One more.